Hello.
Hi, is this Hudson Valley?
This is Hudson Valley Property Professionals, yes.
Yeah, hi, this is James calling, and I'm looking to speak with the one who handles the online listings for Hudson Valley Property Professionals.
That's
I
me.
think
My
that's
name is
you.
John.
Hey, John, you're speaking to James, and I'm calling from a company called Local Splash, which is a premier channel partner to Google and Facebook. And John, we wanted to speak with you in reference to having Hudson Valley listed on the first page of Google for your services there in the area, right? Meaning that anytime anyone does the search for any of the number of services you provide about handyman, painting, construction works, we would be
Right.
making sure they see Hudson Valley as an option for them when they're searching within your geographic area that you service for in Kingston. Yeah, I'm pretty
Okay, well,
sure.
that's something I would
Yeah,
consider.
please.
I'm sure
Sure.
you're going to give me some details on this, but
Of course.
okay.
Yeah. So I was saying that I'm sure you've seen the map which pops up on Google when you try doing a search for a service.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, called the local map section, which shows the companies working locally in the area. And we provide a service to position companies there because we know that 90% of the revenue goes to those companies, right? So yeah,
Right.
the reason we called you today is we just had a first page position became available within our company for your categories. So we are going to fill this position. And the best part is that position is exclusive, meaning once we have this one position filled out, we will not be working with the next company in the area who does the services you do, right? So you don't share your position and you get the maximum calls for those categories in the area. So does that make sense so far,
Okay.
John?
Yeah, I'm familiar with like keyword searches and things of that
Absolutely.
nature. Yeah,
Absolutely.
I've done some stuff like this before. I really haven't had much
Right.
success with it, and they paid a lot of money, and I got limited
Right.
results. But
Which company was
honestly,
that?
I don't attribute. It was someplace. I think it was called Reach Local.
Reach Local, okay. So,
Reach
like, what if,
Local. I don't know if that's
yeah.
familiar.
Like, you were paying them for a monthly fee, or was it a contract, or, like.
It was a monthly fee, and it had some different type of ad revenues built into it.
Right.
I don't have the contract in front of me because I'm on my lunch break at a job site.
Right, that's no problem. So, as you were on lunch as well, so I try to be brief, John. So if we could get you the results, because, success on internet is all about working with the right company. And I can assure you that
Right.
Local Splash is a legit company working there for 17 years in the area. And being a channel partner, we can definitely get the results that you expect being on the first page. So how far you normally travel there for a new client looking for a service you do?
I try to keep it between 25 and 30 miles. So I don't know if you're familiar with Kingston, New York specifically,
Yeah.
are you?
Not specifically,
Okay,
but yeah, I have overview for that, yeah.
I'll travel to like Saugerties, Catskill,
Okay.
Poughkeepsie. If you took like 20 to 30 mile radius from Kingston,
Yeah.
if the job makes sense. If it's going to kill me on
Right.
the travel time, then obviously I'm not going to do it, but I
Oh,
have
okay.
done jobs in different counties.
So, obviously it's worth paying, then you can go the distance, right, within those 30 miles, if it's worth paying, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. So would you do
Exactly.
some of the commercial jobs as well if people call you for a commercial service? Is that something you're open
Oh
for?
yeah, no, I do a lot of commercial jobs. I'd say it's about 60-40 split residential and commercial for me.
Yeah.
So
Right. So do you have any website as of now, or, I don't see any website so far for you?
I did set up something with Google Ads. But to
Google
be
Ads.
honest with you, I'm a very small company, and I only have about 2 employees and myself,
Right.
and we passed out about 5,000 flyers in the area, so I've been generating a very good amount of business to the point where, I'm not I'm not suffering for business, and I'm making pretty decent money. But I would like to be able to, you know, expand this year, you know, starting springtime.
Absolutely. So, you know, as you were planning to expand, so if we could get a steady flow of calls coming in for those, some of your larger jobs, you know, for commercial work as well, and residential jobs for services, I'm sure you would see value in that, right?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. I'd like to be able to have multiple jobs going at once and take myself, if possible, out of the field and just have a more of a managerial position and work on my business rather than in it.
That's my goal this year. Exactly. That's something that will, being on the first page of Google, bring to you. You know, people calling you in the area. And the best part, you can pick the jobs that you prefer to do, right? As you are not paying for those calls coming in. So you can pick the high-paying jobs for your company. And, you know, you can see what's working better for you if you spend more time, you know, get more value out of it. So that's what you get, you know, being on the first page, right? So, like, you were, I think, using Home Advisor as well. I'm not sure if you're still using them or not.
It was Angie List, Home Advisor. That's a very deceptive and very expensive service that honestly didn't get me any jobs. And they would send me links, and I'd call people back within, you know, 3-4 minutes of getting the ad, and then they would, you know, the job would have been expired, you know, 2 days prior. And I would call them and ask them, you know, what's going on here? You guys just took $50 out of my bank account for an ad on an expired lead. And this happened about 10 times. And I said, you're not giving me any credit back. And they said, no, you get credits with Home Advisor. So my argument to them was, okay, then why did you take the next $50 ad out if I have a $50 credit with you?
So was it,
and none of it ever
Google
went back
or
to my bank account.
Sorry, to cut you. Was it an ad on was the ad on Google, or was that directly with Home Advisor?
No, it was directly on Home Advisor. And the paying per ad thing really is not something I'm interested in doing ever again. That was a really, really bad experience. It cost me $500. I didn't get any jobs from it. And like, they would send me leads at like 11:55 at night and expect me to call somebody back. And I'm like, I'm not calling anybody at 11:55 at night. Are you people insane? I'll lose the job.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because, you know, they are sending the same guy to different companies, not just you. You know, they're sharing the same guy. And you know, all different companies are calling the same person, you know, paying those $50 or more. So, you know, being on Google, as I mentioned, this is exclusive for one company. So we are not going to share anything with a competitor. So you get your people to call you directly. And I'm sure if we can put you in affordable rate, I'm sure you would want to be on the first page, you know, with this one listing available.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I know internet advertising is probably the number one way to advertise per dollar and most effectively overall. I mean, I'm not even going to try to debate that. I just need to get with a good company that can start reasonably, and you know, if it's working, obviously I'm going to advertise more because I want to build my company. Last year was my first year, and I did almost $100,000 in business in 8 months. So,
right,
you know.
But you've been in the business for 3 years now, right? It's been 3 years for you as a company?
No, not as a company. Last year was my first year. I didn't open until late June of last year. Yeah,
wow,
but I've been in the trades for since like 2003 or 2004, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, you know, what I will do for you, John, you know, like, based on what we've discussed so far is in terms of, you know, getting you more jobs and the details within 30 miles of the radius. So I will pull up those pricings for you in terms of, like, you know, how affordable it is to be on the first page with us. And, you know, get a better service, you know, not to pay for leads anymore. So I will request Daniel, you know, he's the pricing director here. I will request him to apply a new in-business rate for you as well, being a newer company starting last year. So that will be a reduced rate, you know, for newer companies. So I'll be more than happy to get you that reduced rate now. So let me have Daniel, you know, awesome. So let me have Daniel to get that reduced price for you. And, you know, if you have any questions, like, how are you getting calls for those services, Daniel would be more than happy to address them for you, right? So let's have Daniel with us in a moment, right?
Okay, perfect.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with John?
Yes, you are. How are you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing great, John.